This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto the Kona Edge. This is the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying and racing in the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island in Kona, Hawaii. I am still Brad Brown, and it's awesome to have you with us. If this is the first time you've joined us, welcome. If you've been around for a while, welcome back. All I can tell you is thank goodness it is the weekend. Man alive, if I had a week from hell, if I have to be honest, just work has been stupid. And if you've been listening to the podcast throughout this month, one of my big objectives in 2018 is to get a bit more balance back into my life, a little bit of working less and training more. This week, I was not successful, but I guess that's life. And I'm doing some client work at the moment, and I'm up to my eyeballs, if I have to be honest. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm hoping it's not a train. This time next week, hopefully this client project will be done, and then I can focus a bit more on the stuff that I absolutely love doing, like this podcast. So it's going to be a quick in and out today, and we're going to be chatting some biking with Julie Dunkel on today's podcast. I've been mentioning it and alluding to it over the last couple of weeks. I've got some exciting things in the pipeline, and that's one of the projects I'm looking forward to getting back to and working on pretty hard, is something that I'm working on that I think you may just love. If you haven't joined us on Strava yet, there is going to be a Strava component to it. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava, and it'll link you straight through to the Kona Edge page on Strava, where you can join us there right now. So that's thekonaedge.com/Strava. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. We're joined now by Julie Dunkel once again. Julie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Julie, let's talk about your bike. It's an interesting one because you obviously come from a swimming background. You, after your collegiate days, picked up running, and then cycling was the last to come, but it's not your weakest. You're pretty decent on the bike.
Yeah, I managed to take to the bike pretty well. I think, you know, I was so in love with the bike because it was, I could go so far and so fast, and you know, the descending and covering the terrain was a lot of fun for me. When I first started riding,
you also touched on power in our first chat. Would you say that getting a power meter has been one of the biggest sort of things that's improved your bike performance over time?
By far, number one thing is a power meter, and then you can't just put the power meter on there and expect it to work. It's you know, owning it, taking the time to learn how it works, understand it, and really literally live by a power. But I would say the second thing now is a smart trainer.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a huge move. I mean, we spoke about Zwift as an example, but having a smart trainer and there are lots on the market, it does make, especially for someone who's time pressed, training on a smart trainer just makes sense.
Right. I mean, it's without a power meter, you can still ride the trainer, but a power meter and a, you know, on the road and a smart trainer inside, there's no question about the work that you're doing. And you can maximize literally every workout that you're doing. And whether you're doing it on Zwift or Trainer Road or your own workout, you're able to really dial in the workouts and the stimulus to move your threshold power, which is what it takes, you know, to get faster.
And there's nowhere to hide.
No, there's not anywhere to hide.
which is sometimes not a good thing.
No, there's not. But, you know, you're confident in what you're doing. When you go hard, you go hard. And that's when you score all the pizza points. The rest, you can be confident in having a recovery ride, knowing that it's not your day to unlock a new kit.
Let's talk about your favorite workouts on the bike. Let's talk outdoors first. What do you love doing outdoors?
So outdoors, I really like the long, you know, sort of the long hilly bike rides where you get a nice long warm up in your aero bars, and then, you know, you're riding somewhere where you have some sustained climbs that are 10, 20, you know, maybe even 30 minutes long. And I like to break those into percentages. If you start at 70%, build to 80%, and then finish out that climb at, you know, in a 90% of your threshold power effort, recover on the downhill and do that again. Those are my favorite workouts, but the more necessary ones are, you know, the ones in your aero bars, dialing in that consistent power that you need for Ironman. So you kind of have to mix the two of those up.
And indoor wise, what do you enjoy doing?
I like the short, the 10 by 1 minute at 125% of FTP, where you dig deep, you go hard, and then, you know, you recover. Those are a lot of fun to see the really high power numbers and then, you know, try to hold on for a minute, and then it's a benchmark, and that's where the numbers are great. You can do that on a weekly basis, and sometimes you show up on tired legs and the power's there, which is, you know, great for okay, I can race and train on tired legs. Sometimes I don't show up, but you still can get that work in. And it's fun to watch those numbers.
Absolutely. As far as sort of you mentioned the strength and conditioning for on the bike as well, it's or what it does for you on the bike. Is there anything else other than the strength and conditioning that you do off the bike that you think really benefits your performance on the bike?
Not that I can think of. I think the biggest thing is paying attention, whether you're on your trainer or where you are. Is I don't think any of us ever spend enough time in the aero bars. And it's just, you know, we do a sport when you're in your aero bars on a regular basis. So it's making sure that you are training in the same way you're going to race. And I think the other big stimulus too is often doing a big swim before a bike. That's how we race. And again, we talked before when we talked about swimming, you're engaging your core and your lower back when you're swimming for 2.4 miles. So that's a huge tax on that system. Then you get on the bike and you're using that same muscle group. So, you know, in triathlon, everybody likes to do bricks and they think those are bike to run. But I think the swim to bike are almost just as important. Just from how do your legs feel when you're running off the bike? How does your body feel riding off the swim? It's a different stimulus that should not be new to you or your body on race day.
Absolutely. I think that's something that a lot of people do miss and is vital. Julie, as always, great to catch up. Look forward to chatting about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today on the Kone Edge.
But cheers. Thank you.
This episode of the Kone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you to Julie for joining us. I look forward to catching up with you again on Monday, where we're going to be chatting some running on the next edition. And we're going to be touching base with Richard Laurie, who is an absolute machine and going to be focusing on 70.3 Worlds in Port Elizabeth, his hometown, later on this year. So we'll be chatting a little bit about his run on the next episode of the Kona Edge. If you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. They are really, really helpful. They bump us up in the rankings, and if you think of iTunes like a Google for podcasts, essentially, the more rankings and ratings and people subscribing to our podcast, the higher iTunes ranks us and then puts us in front of more sort of listeners. So if you love this podcast, I'm pretty sure there'll be other triathletes that love it. So if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review on iTunes, it just helps us get in front of those triathletes. And also, if I could ask a favor, if you get anything out of this podcast, or if you listen to one of my podcasts and you think, hey, my mate Joe could get something out of that, please share it with him. I do it all the time. I think of people as I'm listening to podcasts, and it's just one way that you as a listener can help the format and sort of medium of podcasting grow. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, it is hugely appreciated. And not just for me. I'm sure you're listening to lots of other podcasts as well. Do it for any podcaster that is creating content that you consume on an ongoing basis. It is super, super helpful. So thanks in advance. Have yourself a superb day, and we'll chat again on Monday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.